Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live on 90.7 FM, WDRC Podcasting, Anchor, Cash, Count, Hudson. What's up with it?
But now I'm up. Yeah. This all God, this ain't no love. Yeah. I used to be stuck in that. But, yeah, I was down, but now I'm up.
I don't really wanna love someone, 'cause you love my heart, don't tear it apart. And you don't really wanna love someone, am I not enough to be what you want? Don't know what to say. It's written all over your face. I don't wanna act like I care, but I can't help but notice.
In a face all night.
But I can't help but notice you don't feel the same. Don't give me a time and a place, 'cause we're in a liminal space. I really thought for a moment that we were in motion, but that went away. Don't call, 'cause I have nobody else. There's close to me, and you know I don't want nobody else. But you're supposed to be.
Need a baddie go. Feel like I'm his hands overused with that paper by the ground. Freddy, I'm a killer queen. You lied to me in kerosene. I think I need a quarantine, 'cause I'm a walking Halloween. I write it in the prophecy. I need an end to his demeanor. Let me do whatever mean, and I'ma put your jersey. Yeah.
I don't know who this is, but she typed off, so I'm a player.
for all my pretty folks.
Rookies.
Men, we've got your pants. The shockingly comfortable ABC pant from Lululemon.
You say that you need me.
Look fatter, and I'm gonna, gonna.
It's a cold Sunday to complain. I hold it in until it rain. I fought demons after fame. I spent millions on terrain. I treat my bitches like Diana. Pretty princess, hold a fan. 2003 Dolce & Gabbana jeans.
At Metro, get a new...
We'll be back after the break. Donut.
Sillage.
I'm so in love. I'm so in love with you.
Yeah. I'm trying to fantasize about you and I. Feels like I'm on a ride.
Tight.
Just so, so in love when it's just so.
our story might go up, down, out, or in. But the day you're out, we'll fall in love again. It'll never come to what we could have been. Cause we're forever till the end. And I'm so stuck on how we were always destined to be. The two kids sitting in the tree. The lovers in the movies. And when I sit next to you, it's something straight out of a scene. I see the moon's reflection when it gleams. I am just so.
From Disney Animation and the groundbreaking storytellers of Kugali.
What would you say if I asked you to go to the mainland?
You want to see the real Lagos?
Let's go!
Comes a Disney Plus limited series.
Otin, where's my daughter?
Find her.
This is amazing!
Set in a futuristic Nigeria.
So,
how's
it looking? So, no.
How's it cooking?
Alright, so, one, we have no radio. We have no news.
Okay, I was very concerned.
Like, we don't have 6:30 news, weather.
Oh, shit.
That's gonna be a long job. Tom texted me, was like, yo, yeah, you guys got the whole hour. And I just eat some, like, I was just told, I didn't start until, like, a couple minutes ago, until, like, 6:30. I said 6:30, 5:30, 4:30. So I just went to find an artist that I've never listened to.
Something until you arrive. I really felt like nothing, cause I didn't try.
I
to be one who
believed. I don't care. Cool. What is it?
Well, I look at Jesus, I'm burying by the highway. This is just talking about it, look at you look sideways. And it's a static, 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 static.
Look at this. It's more chill. Ooh, okay. I'll give it a chance.
Nothing more powerful than you making your thing happen. Really going.
Okay. One call.
I got my task.
go, cool.
Hold on. You were playing what?
Do they really love me? I don't know. Huh. All this breaking forth.
Oh, that's cool. Huh. Oh, no. Oh, all this breaking forth.
I've been trying to hit me on my phone. Huh. But honestly, I'm better on my own this time. Alone. Huh. Standing on my business, standing tall. Huh. Would you ever catch me if I fall? Huh. I'm better on my own this time. Do they really love me? I don't know. Be honest. All this back and forth is getting old. Stop talking. They've been trying to hit me on my phone. Don't bother. But honestly, I'm better on my own. Fuck life. Money on me, got design on me. Had to make it out the mud like it's pottery. You tryna win my number like the lottery. Swear I hit it so fast, they surprised on me. Lied on me. I got money on my mind, cause my time ain't cheap. What you know about me?
Okay.
All this back and forth is getting old.
Okay.
They've been trying to hit me on my phone. Honestly, I'm better on my own.
Hold on.
This time. Alone. Standing on my business, need a toll. Would you ever catch me if I fall? Cause honestly, I'm better on my own. This time. You love me, I don't know. Be honest. All this back and forth is getting old. Stop talking. They've been trying to hit me on my phone. Don't doubt that. Honestly, I'm better off alone. For life.
I didn't want to watch the music video. No funny. I know it's clean. I'm watching the music video.
Ooh, okay. I like these.
So, nice real question is, all
breathable.
I want some lower scores out of these pants.
I mean, look at that stretch. This is so comfy. I can be out when it's like hot outside. Lululemon ABC pants. These are going to change the game.
Nah, this artist I just found, he's tough. Her name... Oh, not this girl. I just found her music is tough. Her name Diana.
Ayana?
I can't. Yeah. Her, yo, put those headphones on. Yo.
Play it just so I know which one.
You know her? You know her? Is it those ones? Can you hear? It's these ones, right?
Do they really love me? I don't know.
Huh.
All
this
She said
what?
This time alone, huh, standing on my business. Would you ever catch me if I fall? Cause honestly, I'm better on my own. This time, do they really love me? I don't know. Be honest, all this back and forth is getting old. Stop talking.
Yo, you know I had to look that up because I thought she cursed.
Not really.
Yeah. Because she says, like, look, hear it. You hear it? Like, all this back. She says, all this back and forth is getting old. I had to look at the lyric video.
Money on me, got design on me. Had to make it out the mud like it's pottery. You tryna win my number like the lottery. Swear I hit it so fast, they surprised on me. Lied on me, I got money on my mind cause my time ain't cheap.
What you know about me?
You just know my IG on my page.
Fire, 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 fire. What's this? Okay, I played another one of the songs. It's called Tapping. I don't know if it's clear or not.
Yeah.
I'm assuming her music is clear. I'm messing with it. Hold on.
I'm trying to be the one.
What? Talk to him.
In the night, in the dark, in the morning.
This is going on playlist.
We just vibing, y'all. Sit you down for a brand new shawty. You, oh you. If you roll with me, then we can never lose.
Show
me, I think you're capable. I'ma hold you down like you ain't never know. I was hoping I could change you. I know you're afraid to love. Saved you. All I did was give you love. I know you've been hurting, it was shameful. I'ma be faithful. You and me was made to love.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
she said, wait. Saved you. All I was. Wait, what? All I did was give you love.
I know you've been hurting me, was shameful. I won't be unfaithful. You and me was made to love. Tap in
you
with a
brand new shorty. Oh my God!
Told you you my one.
She's getting subscribed to. She's getting subscribed to. I don't subscribe to many. I don't subscribe to many new artists. But when I do, I'm locked in.
Did you know if you take too much Benadryl, you will see the Hat Man?
The what?
The Hat Man.
Who the hell's the Hat Man?
You'll also see giant spiders. I wish I was making this up.
What?
If you take too much Benadryl, you will hallucinate giant spiders trying to kill you.
Will I die from it?
You can.
Oh, like if they get me?
No. Just like, just from the drug.
What's he about to say? So if they get me, I die? Like...
Plus, if you take Benadryl for too long and abuse it, you can get erectile dysfunction.
Ooh. Never mind. I was going to say, I want to see the Hat Man.
You do?
Is this an album? It's got to be an album, right? Yeah, this is an album.
You should look up DPH.
DPH? Directile oral
dysfunction? No. Dihydrohepatitis.
What?
DPH. Yeah.
This?
Yeah. And you can skip ahead because he has a stupid disclaimer.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Seed Butter channel. I'm continuing this trend of iceberg chart explanations on my channel, and I'm pretty excited to showcase this one today. We'll be looking... There's some pretty good advice on how to get through the withdrawals, and some community for recovering users, which is really nice to see. It's also full of some scary accounts of what's left of people who have taken this drug and become addicted, people who describe brain fog and other mental illnesses being a long-term occurrence in their life. I do highly encourage checking out this community as a resource if you feel like you need it. Average recreational use. I can only assume this refers to the next possible dosage of DPH, which would be the typical trip you've heard of, that being described as level 2. For most people, this is around 200 to 300 milligrams. On the DPH subreddit and a pinned post, level 2 is described like this. You might start seeing slight movement in the corner of your eyes or occasionally see a spider where there is no spider. You'll probably experience auditory hallucinations, like a family member calling your name from the distance or faint footsteps outside. outside the door. Mentally, your short-term memory is going to start to go to hell, and you won't be able to keep a thought very long. Some people get closed-eye visuals at this level, which for me are usually short, nonsensical, and very abstract visions, which are usually influenced by the music I'm listening to. Psychosis. Psychosis is a broad term for losing contact with reality, typically due to the influence of drugs. Psychosis is certainly a possibility when abusing DPH, and in fact is kind of the reason why people fetishize this experience so much. There's a pretty good breakdown based on survey responses in that same pinned post identifying what people commonly observe in their hallucinations. It includes everything from spiders to snakes to angels to dead family members to, perhaps most infamously, shadow people, which we'll talk about very soon. DPH addiction. Like any drug, one can become very addicted to DPH. If you find yourself in this situation, please use the resources available to you to pull yourself out. But yeah, as terrible as these experiences sound, many people get addicted to DPH. Not everyone who abuses the drug is seeing terrible spiders and shadow people, and frequently people abuse it in relatively low doses. I found an interesting account from a Redditor named Predatype that I thought I'd read to give you a good picture of what DPH addiction may look like. I started taking diphenhydramine in 2013 when I developed dermatographia. At the time, I reached out to my dermatologist and ran allergy tests. All of them came back inconclusive, but her explanation to the cause was stress. She recommended that I take Benadryl to soothe the flare-ups. My condition was terrible. Inflamed scratches covered my entire body, leaving a burning sensation. Small welts formed. The itching and scratching kept me up all night. I've been an insomniac most of my life, so I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone. At first, I took the recommended dosage, 2 pills. I'd still get flare-ups and welts every few hours, but it eased the burning sensation from my arms. Best of all, I could sleep for 2.5 hours a night undisturbed. After the initial year, my tolerance built up and I started taking 3 pills per night. The addiction quickly turned into abuse. 4 years in 2017, my father died from cancer and I spiraled. I've always battled with depression, but dealing with the aftermath of his death consumed me. On certain days, I would take 9 pills, just to stop myself from thinking and worrying that I could sleep at night. At this point, I felt like the living dead. I had to stay strong for my family, so in came the nicotine addiction. The only way to counter the daytime drowsiness was cigarettes. Like all addictions, it started slow. The more DPH I took, the more cigarettes I smoked. It became a routine, and I was back at 3 to 6 pills per night and 8 to 10 cigarettes per day. This went on for another 3 years. In 2020, I met my fiance, and he was the one that made me aware of my problematic addiction. I was a fiend that ran on these vices just to get through the day. I started to notice memory loss, brain fog, extreme irritability, depression, and the worst bit was that it introduced anxiety into my system. I was jittery all the time, paranoid, and I had extreme light sensitivity, so I just isolated myself. I've tried quitting multiple times, and by the end of 2021, I made it happen. Going cold turkey does not help. I started taking Allegra and vaping instead. The lesser evils, right? Perhaps. 1 month in, I was free from DPH and cigarettes. What I was not aware of were the withdrawal effects of DPH. The anxiety morphed into audio hallucinations, then to full-fledged paranoia. I would hear various voices contemplating small situations and interactions in my head, making them seem like larger issues than they actually were that bothered me for weeks on end. I was exhibiting schizophrenic-like symptoms. I had delusions of people wanting to hurt me. I tripped into the state of psychosis 3 times so far, each worse than the house party sounds. I made my way to the bathroom, screamed, sobbed, and clawed my ears almost like a radio trying to tune itself to a station. I know a lot of you here use DPH recreationally, but a few nights of high is not worth the severe long-term damages. Please be aware of the addictiveness and the withdrawal symptoms. Trip reports. Part of why this challenge became so adored online, and why it's such a subject on the creepy side of YouTube and Reddit, is because the trip reports are just fascinating. You can listen to plenty of trip reports from great YouTubers and find them easily, so I won't just read them off here. There are some pretty infamous ones that are frequently memed.
Yo, I cannot believe these shorts from Fabletics are 2 for $24. Look at the shorts I used to wear to this.
So, again, due to the vasoconstrictive properties of DPH, the prolonged use of this drug, or even use in the short term, can cause certain things that should go up to not go up. It essentially just has to do with blood flow constriction. Shadow people. He then made a post asking people about their experiences, which I'll read now. I'm curious as to how y'all found out about DPH, and why you started using it recreationally, and how it has affected your life, both negatively and or positively. I first found about DPH on January 20th, getting some LSD. I thought I could buff January 15th, 2019. My first trip was on 450 milligrams of DPH, and it was horrible, honestly. I'm reading my speech and ended up asking the local PD to drive me to the ER. It was pretty stupid of me. But anyways, since February 15th, I've probably ingested over 1,000 pills of DPH, and my tolerance has gotten extremely high to where it takes at least 32 pills to even get me a little high. So basically, that's a very brief summary of how I got this way. You can ask me questions about my experience here, and I'll answer y'all if you want any more details. Throughout the next few months, this user would continue posting trip reports with Star Brother. Star Brother is another community member slash trip reporter who is pretty well known throughout the community, with his penultimate contribution to the world of DPH being his Hatman story. Now, I believe that Star Brother was the first to actually use the term Hatman in conjunction with this drug, and we'll look into it in the next entry. Hatman. The Hatman is a well-known and adored cryptid online. It's common to hear about seeing the Hatman whilst tripping balls on DPH, and he's basically a culmination of many different stories, I would say. The idea of a shadowy man in a brimmed hat is not new at all, though I believe it was first brought to the spotlight in conjunction with DPH via the Star Brother story I just mentioned. Fact, let's go ahead and read that. To my knowledge, he took existing reports of shadow people and perhaps also his own, and then sort of created this story from the perspective of the Hatman. Permanent brain damage. Benadryl overdoses can absolutely leave you with permanent brain damage, and it has plenty of time.
Do not sleep on this one. Guys, I just upgraded to my newest trimmer from Manscaped, and here are my three favorite features so
DPH. Alright, so it's 1 a.m, and I take two couplets at a time, and down 24 in about 10 minutes with some Coca-Cola. Immediately after finishing the dose, I feel a little lightheaded and slightly drowsy. I was pretty hyper just because I was excited. 1:45 a.m. Small effect. I start to get pretty tired, and I'm just sitting down next to my friend, totally clueless I took the pills, and is much more tired than me already, and falls asleep around this time. 1:45 a.m. to 2:45 a.m. Intense kicking. Thought that this was normal, except my girlfriend and her mum would never, ever be at my friend's house. I realised I didn't have my phone on me, so I tried to look for it, and I found it on the chair. I tried to pick it up, but it melted into the chair and turned to just a picture on the chair. So no matter how many times I tried to grab it, I couldn't pick it up. And eventually, the more I tried, the more I would erase the picture, until the phone was totally gone. So I go back outside and go back to
I was down, but now I'm up. Yeah, this all God, this ain't no luck. Yeah, I used to be stuck in that mud. Whoa. Yeah, I was down, but now I'm up. I was down, but now I'm up. Yeah, this all God, this ain't no luck. Yeah, I used to be stuck. My name Lazarus, no Satan gon' be mad at this. I had to ask my dad if it's okay to swing my bat at this. He said, boy,
if I pitch it, it's out of the park. Moving so quick, it's like they stuck in park. They see the numbers, but I see the heart. 10,000 hours, you spit in the dark. Putting in good work, even though you didn't even know that it would work. Talk about a man who grew up in woodwork. Do it for the love of it, that's the way it should work. Yeah, yeah. I know some people gon' look at me crazy, and I'm like, for what? Man, I was stuck. I was down, but now I'm up. Like a seesaw when I'm on a beat, like an old man's lawn. Better keep off from the ground to the treetops. Got clouds on my feet like Jack and the Beast. I jumped off quick, went straight in a free fall. Cowboy hat and a mic singing yeehaw. Landed on my feet like a feline. Put him back in the seat like a recline. Ayy, what you mean I'm not worthy? Did it with a purpose, didn't need a permit. Digging from the bottom and I brought it to the surface. Mind your business now, who I worship? Who the little guy making big, big, big moves? Tick tock, turn it to a tick, 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 boom. Yeah, I talk a lot of stuff. Till I went and turned it where? I was down, but now I'm up. Let's go.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, and on the Wave Farm website, wavefarm.com, not com,
oh yeah,
org.
Silly me.
But today, we have a pretty chill show. Right. It's a little bit of a meet the artist, so, meet the people you're talking to type thing.
So for this show, as of today, we don't have radio. I mean, I keep saying radio. We don't have news and we don't have weather. We don't have six searches. But after this, we will play you into an instrumental. Let you guys rock a little bit. And then come back in, talk about some things, play some music. I just found some new artists that I just a couple minutes ago, which sound very fire. They sound very fire.
You know we hit those echoes.
You feel me? Every day. So, we'll be back after this, little break, which is called, I'll just call it,
during the break, I'ma break your legs.
During the break, I'ma break your legs. Remember that. Just jokes. But, after this, we'll be back. Let you listen to this instrumental, chill out a little bit, yeah.
Thank you. Walk in the building like I got a million on me in cash. Okay. Tired of counting, I hired accountants, they doing the math. Okay. Took it to places they never could make it, I'm forming a path. Okay. Not going back. Okay. Not going back. Let's go. Not from this planet. Pull up an alien rocket ship. They try to study the way I've been doing it. They gon' need paleontologists. Feel like I'm one of the greats. Money, I'm making a lot of it. Okay. I did a billion streams in a pen, and I swear that they barely acknowledge it. Okay, that means that I gotta go harder. I'm flipping a switch. Battery charging, I'm ready to flip. Feel like I'm Arthur, I'm balling my fist. Give me the call, never calling it quits. Bigger money, bigger problems. What they said to me, I don't ever worry, cause the stress don't get to me. Live and direct from the mind of my destiny. Diamonds are pressure, I drive in intensity. Lo and behold, sticking around when they told me to go. Calling me up, nobody home. Spinning these numbers like rotary phones. Hey, lo and behold, house made of glass, they throwing these stones. Mark of Ontario, locally grown. Went off the map, I'm globally known. Walk in the building like I got a million on me in cash. Okay. Tired of counting, I hired accountants, they doing the math. Okay. Took it to places they never could make it, I'm forming a path. Okay. Not going back. Okay.
It's a one in a million chance that you run up and not end up pissing in packs. I made a cornerstone out of a corner boy. Poppy store still got my pick in the glass. Say, why they keep messing with you? I messy the beat. Got burners and burnouts with second degree. I just totaled my Tesla, ain't stressing receipts. I got back in that thing in like less than a week. I just parked in the building. Matter of fact, I just stomped in the building and shot to the ceiling. Got art in apartments I bought for a million. Put cross on the wall and I auctioned the building. Now watch them play my slip. It's a cover up. Watch this frame my wrist. Get another one. Watch which name got this. Pick up rubber. Watch your game. My rich with the bubble up. Stop it. She poppin'. I seen them girls too often. My money come from Compton. Chris on Market with some parking. Wait, cause I was just doing the walk-ins. Now I got a neighbor with a garden. Dinner's on my car, I got a login. Chick on wood, she's from put login.
Walk in the building like I got a million on me in cash. Okay. Tired of counting, I hired accountants, they doing the math. Okay. Took it to places they never could make it, I'm forming a path. Okay. Not going back. Okay.
Go. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, and we're not going back today on air 90.7 FM WGXE, Egret Kaskin Hudson. The song you were just listening to is Connor Price and Anamama Bababa Armani. Armani White.
Yeah.
A million cash. I drew up pronouncing that gentleman's name, but he is fire.
Fire.
Exactly. And if you don't know what you're listening to, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, let's break it down. So the first word is Clubhouse. In a clubhouse, pretty much a community center, but better because we're a drop-in center and we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
And the next part is radio. You chill out, you're in your car, you're driving, having good times, and we play W music. And we're your sound engineer and host,
DJ Cola
and DJ Show Money.
And we are so grateful that Wave Farm hooks us up with the station. So don't forget to check out their pledge drive they're doing. It's going to be their very last one. They're turning 13, right, which is crazy. So, like, can you imagine just a radio station being a teenager?
You're turning into a teen. It's crazy. Speaking of crazy. Teen, I'm about to be 19 on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I am not. But I was gonna use that as a transition to say, you know, even if you're young and you want to go on radio, come on by. Like, we're drop-in center, pretty much a community center. You can go literally live on radio on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, in Hudson. You just gotta show up at 5 o'clock. That's when we start getting everything ready. 455 Main Street. And then you can literally hop on radio and talk about whatever your heart desires, as long as it's not about, like, I don't know, killing stuff.
Yeah,
please don't.
Please.
Unless it's mosquitoes.
Because
like,
I hate mosquitoes.
Yeah, no.
Someone's about to come up, and I don't want to. Spring's actually about to come up, and I don't want to deal with mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'm glad to say bye to the cold weather, though. And
I've been saying this for a while. I think I said this last week, too. I swear, winter and spring are having a custody battle.
custody battle.
I promise you. Just a couple days ago, it rained, and then the next day, it snowed. What do you want? Speaking of weather, we could do it now to get out the way.
Yeah, so we don't got the weather. We are the weather.
We are the weather, man. So
today, you know, you're coming in at a high of 47, but that is past. So now it's going in at 44 right now, which isn't too bad.
Is that in Catskill? That's in Catskill?
Yeah, in Catskill.
Right. I'll say
we are located in Catskill, and yeah, it's gonna drop the lowest. Today, 33, which isn't terrible. And then tomorrow, definitely gonna rain. Like, it's 98% chance. Like, if you don't get hit by rain, you're like a miracle.
You're lucky.
And then Sunday,
line percentage into rain, so it's gonna happen.
let's see if I could get this. Let's see if I could get this, right? Watch, I'm about to try it. Alright. So let's see. Alright. So breaking news. In Hudson today it's 40 degrees right now. And around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, it'll be 38 to 37. The lowest will probably be 33. Ooh, actually no. The lowest will be 34. Actually, yeah. Yeah, the lowest will be 34.
You know what you should have hit them with at first?
Welcome.
The Clubhouse News.
Welcome. This is Clubhouse News. And I am your lovely weatherman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, weatherman. back to sports, Richard.
Yeah.
but, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a chill weekend, except tomorrow. It is going to rain all day, nonstop, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist.
And, it's partly cloudy. The highest is 47, the lowest is 19. And in Hudson, the highest is 46, and the lowest is 17 degrees. Which is crazy.
I mean, I'm the type of fella to tell somebody to chase down the rainbow to get that pot of gold. So crazy. I'm not really sure how accurate my
weather for tomorrow is. Weather for tomorrow is 90% chance of rain in Catskill, and same thing in Hudson. So, but between that,
yeah, in Catskill it's like 100, which is crazy.
I'm looking at it right now.
We capping out at 98.
It's crazy.
On Saturday. On Monday, I mean, the temperature's going up, but the weather is coming in with a lot of precipitation, a lot of slow, and not a a lot of snow, a lot of sleet, a lot of rain. So watch your feet.
And Sunday's low will be 32 between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. And the highest will be 44 degrees between 3 p.m. and 40. My fault. Between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Hopefully you enjoy that.
And now we need to go to the news. So I'm reading some news off.
News.
Perfect. I'm preparing.
So news intro.
Everybody's day. I hope you're all doing great, because we're just here to try to make everybody's mental health a little bit better. If you need somebody to talk to, you can pop on by at 455 Main Street. We're open on every weekday from 2 to 7 p.m. And we're going into the news. So, hello everybody. It is your anchor, Caden, here. Biden says the U.S. military is going to drop some food and supplies into Gaza. See, since I just got hired right now, and honestly, I kind of faked, like, I totally forged everything. I'm just two toddlers in a trench coat right now.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so that's happening in Palestine, you know, all that. A blockbuster blizzard is slamming California
with
12 feet of snow with 100 per mile hour winds. 100 mile per hour. That's crazy. That wind could literally pick me up.
And Chucky, right?
Don't let your dogs out. Don't let your little goodness, don't please, let your chihuahuas
please,
out.
Please don't let your children out. Don't let your children out the
yeah,
house.
Oh God!
Do not,
only if you're in California.
Do not if you're in California. Don't let your kids, your dogs, your cats out the house.
And Georgia is being a little bit silly here. They're trying to cut all ties with the American Library Association.
What? Why? You don't want books? You don't want to read? You don't want knowledge? Knowledge is power.
Book banning has been around in the United States for a while, and I don't think it's leaving anytime soon.
Books are knowledge.
And some, I was going to say some better news, but this is sad too. Hundreds of structures are lost in utter devastation as the biggest wildfire in Texas history could spread more rapidly. That's a crazy womp womp to hit.
Womp womp. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Not
what
funny.
What the heck has scorched 142,000 acres? Oh my.
Acres?
I don't know how to pronounce, but all I know...
You're a weatherman! I'm sorry, you're a newsman!
I only know acre as in Catskill, acre, and Hudson. But, so an acre, if you don't know what that is a few miles across. That is 4,356.
Oh my goodness.
43,560 square feet. So, how many miles is an acre, you're probably wondering. And it is...
Put that closer.
No. Okay, so I was just wrong. But yeah, an acre, it's a few thousand feet across.
You want to know what's crazy? I don't want a love song. I just don't want a love song.
Oh, right. So I hope you're loving everything, because this guy isn't. So yeah. You know, you got to balance the energy out. Stay positive, everybody.
Yeah.
And but we'll be right back to you after this.
It's written all over your face. I don't wanna act like I care, but I can't help but notice you don't feel the same. Don't give me a time and a place, cause we're at a limit of space. I really thought for a moment that we were in motion, but that went away. Don't call, cause I have nobody else that's close to me. To be.
Thank you. can't be my b- again. You can't be mine as a friend. I can't waste time telling b- lies, cause they gonna cry in the end. Tell one lie, that's another lie, you gotta back up. Man, I can't lie, I can't stand that. See a new rap, rubber band that. Girl, they sleeping on you like a Xanax. Reminiscing when I didn't have you. I was thinking how I was to have that. And it all falls in the end. You can't be my again. It'll be fine if we're friends. You can be mine as a friend. And it all comes full circle. What you get in the end. Long nights out with my kin. Days that I can't live again. I was never one to look for love. I was never one to do the drugs. I was only focused on my grind. Girlfriend, the vibe. High of life, the high. Even told you cause I couldn't lie. You can never say that I ain't tried. Always tell me I'm the bad guy. I got one question for you, baby. Is your love money motivated? Would you like me if I didn't make it? Would you like me if I wasn't famous? Yeah. I know you see me coming up without you, yeah. You say you won't see me, little baby, I'm with it, just give me the day. Yeah. You all in my business, asking me about bitch, been in my place. Like my face. Cause you said I was just your friend. And now you wanna be my girlfriend. Our cousin. Flourishing, feel good when the table's turning. I'm flexed up in my Birkin. You know it's real cause it's working. I can see you as a person. Know the real you in close curtains. Yeah. Can't be my again. You can be mine as a friend. I can't waste time telling lies cause they gonna cry in the end. Tell one lie, that's another lie, you gotta back up. Man, I can't lie, I can't stand that. See a new rap, rubber band that. Girl, they sleeping on you like a Xanax. Reminiscing when I didn't have you. I was thinking how I was to have that. And it all falls in the end. You can't be my b- again. It'll be fine if we're friends. You can be mine as a friend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM,
WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
And on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Yeah, there we go.
There it is.
That's right, what's up. And today, we're doing a Meetcha. What would you call us?
Ooh, artist? Meetcha artist.
Yeah, Meetcha artist.
I got that work. Yeah, that work. Meetcha artist. So, with DJ Sean Money and...
Yeah, we're just chilling. We're just vibing. And if you wanted to do the show with us, you could come on by at 455 Main Street. We're open every weekday, 2 to 7. But we do the shows on Friday. And we have a great time. And you could literally be live on air if you wanted. And that's just kind of crazy if you think about it.
You know, honestly, how was your day?
My day has been chill, but I woke up super early.
What time?
Like 6?
Yeah, okay. I woke up at like 5 something. Woke up like 5. You know, honestly, today's been a pretty good. My fault. Today's been a pretty good day. I woke up very like fatigued and in pain because of yesterday. Because we worked out. We have a new staff, and he's personal trainer. Is very cool. Shout out to Matt.
Shout out to Matt and the clubhouse where you can go to the YMCA every Monday and Thursday, and I think Fridays too.
Yeah, thinking about it.
But you do gotta pick whether you're gonna do the radio show or the YMCA.
Yeah.
And the YMCA has an open gym where you can, like, work out a bunch of gym equipment. And an open gym where you can play some basketball.
Between me and you on Fridays, I would use the radio. Don't tell them. But anyways, back to that. My day's been pretty good. I was very fatigued this morning. I woke up very early. And honestly, if I wouldn't have woke up early today, I probably wouldn't have went to school. Second of all, today was a little, I would say, slow?
I kind of feel you.
But a little bit of like slow and aggravating a little bit. Just because teachers, it's okay because it was Friday. I got paid. It was a very motivating thing. Sadly, I have to spend a lot of money. My birthday's coming up, which is very cool. Another year older. Ugh. And I got to do radio. I got to sit down, watch a couple artists, got Chipotle. And I'm, as we're actually talking, I have the burrito right next to me. I'm very hungry, but it is what it is. I'm just happy I woke up today. I'm happy I got to be on the radio, and I'm happy that you guys are listening.
Yeah, we're super grateful for you, and if you are going through a hard time right now, just remember, every single hard day, you've had so far has only made you a stronger person.
Word.
And this rough day, if you're having one, if you're not, then, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that, but
you a soldier.
But every day...
you know, is a little different, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but during those bad times, you got to keep your head up, because you are strong, and you've made it through every single day so far, and you're just going to keep powering through, and it's okay to be not okay sometimes, too.
If you had to be a color, what would it be?
Sorry, that's an interesting question. Pink, I guess.
Like, if you had to be a color for a day, what would you say your color of the day would be?
Translucent.
So you're not mad, you're not sad, or feeling emotions at all?
What?
You're just there.
No, color.
Yeah.
So, like...
Because you know how colors are feelings?
Oh, okay, yellow then, because yellow is happiness.
I feel like yellow could mean so many things. Because yellow could mean happiness, but yellow could be, like, in the middle. Like.
Oh, yeah, so that's color theory, which I find really interesting.
What's color theory?
So it's pretty much... What? Okay, there we go. So it's pretty much how the human brain reacts to certain colors and the emotions that color can evoke.
So the emotional spectrum,
said,
right?
Yeah. So what you said was actually quite accurate, because there's a study shown with babies, actually. It's okay.
Babies?
We're not torturing the babies. Don't worry. We're just chilling them.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounded wrong. We're not freezing the babies. We're chilling with them, okay?
Yeah, we're chilling with them.
It's a very, very safe experiment. We just put babies inside of a room with a little bit of yellow.
Oh, my God. I promise we don't. Oh, my God. Oh.
We don't. The study has, though. But there was a study that was done with the parents' consent, and they just put babies in a room with a little bit of yellow, and the yellow would make them happier on average.
Oh, that's cool.
But when they use too much yellow, it would actually start making them a little bit anxious. Ooh. So yellow in abundance can trigger anxiety, but and in small amounts, it can be happiness.
So you're telling me we should change Clubhouse logo low-key?
Honestly, I could see that. The same way purple can be, like, almost a heartfelt emotion, but at the same time, it's royalty.
Yeah.
Because if you see a lot of different characters, if your character has purple on them, I will bet you they have a little bit of yellow too. Think of any purple character. I don't know why I thought of Grimace.
Ooh, I thought of the thing from Backyardigans, like the animal from Backyardigans.
Backyardigans? Does he have? Let's look it up. Let's see if I was right.
I bet
right.
You he don't got yellow on him.
Let's find out.
I bet he don't got yellow on him. I don't remember him having yellow on him.
Can't believe we're doing a far-fetched search into the Backyardigans. So. Look at that! Bro got that yellow. I called it!
And you're listening to Clubhouse Theory.
So the same way greed can be nature and also a calming sense, but then a green could also be greed.
I thought orange would greed.
Orange is closer to red, which is like passion and fire. What is happening?
I don't know.
Why? There
I
we go.
I think it's more like your
I
mic.
I fixed it.
Is it your mic?
I'm like Bob the Builder, and I'm building up these gains. I'm going to be swole like Anatoly.
By the time of summer, we're going to be swole, man.
And with that being said, we are going to bring you into a song, Long Gone by Back Alley Sounds.
What? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. My apologies. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, day!
You're looking at what Pittsburghers call the point.
I fell asleep watching Gravity Falls. Woke up driving towards a tunnel that was painted on the wall. It all seems like a living hell. I'd rather not get involved. I know stories you can't tell. People you can't call, cause they're long gone. I made my own treasure map. Bet a chicken scratch on my notepad. I'm long gone. And if I crash, it's with my feet on the dash. I'll drink to that. And then I'm long gone since my dad was singing Get Back. I caught that rhythm with that inner city jet lag. Accept the mission like I've risen from the riffraff. I pawned Excalibur, this caliber is unmatched. I'm Captain Kirk on a life raft. If I got 2 cents and a soapbox, I'm glowing up, laying the globe. Watch the globe trot. Then go cop some garden gnomes for the grow up. Grow up, I can't, why not, who cares? Right. Got records on the soap top, couch in the kitchen hole. Squat in the rocket, come get down with a linchpin. One hand roll Gorilla Glue, one hand solve a Rubik's Cube. The other 22 improving ways to break the new shit. You out.
Came out the cocoon to show y'all a monarch. I came out the cocoon to show y'all a monarch. And I could change your horoscope, just holla at me. I'll be saying action, making a smash it out of trashy. What did he just say? I fell asleep watching Gravity Falls. Woke up driving towards a tunnel that was painted on the wall. It all seems like a living hell. I'd rather not get involved. I know stories you can't tell, people you can't call, cause they're long gone. I made my own treasure map, bet a chicken scratch on my notepad. I'm long gone. And if I crash, and if I crash, it's with my feet on the dash. I'll drink to that and then I'm long gone. I'm riding the trolley, but probably the thousandth time, with a backpack, a bad jacket, get a lag of cash and a cloud in mind. But I don't care, I just hope I do somewhere down the line. It's crazy when you lose the youth and the truth starts to sound alike. Mountains might as well get to moving. Soon as I throw that groove in and get these dunes used to losing. It's like if you just signed a rule list, all these dunes I go doofus with a screw loose and duplet till it's deuces. I'm high as the moon, it's like Houston, we got a problem. Soon as I walk in a building, order a hit, let's make a killing and keep it between villains. Y'all know the feeling, like I hustle, but I'm still just chilling. I put it all on the line just for the sense of fulfillment. I go one to a million real quick. I'm on acid in a pulled-out mattress, trying to figure out what life is. Make empires fall right after they do sign that my only brothers were pirates, one man riots, and three rivers finest. I fell asleep watching Gravity Falls. Woke up driving towards a tunnel that was painted on the wall. It all seems like a living hell. I'd rather not get involved. I know stories you can't tell, people you can't call, cause they're long gone. I made my own treasure map, got a chicken scratch on my notepad. I'm long gone. And if I crash, and if I crash, it's with my feet on the dash. I'll drink to that and then I'm long gone. My bed felt like my grave. I don't know the last time I ate, but I'm straight, I just bought an eight. I strayed away from A-OK, hey, that's A-OK. My train of thought is just another spot to paint. I got it made. I lost count of the days where my bed felt like my grave. I don't know the last time I ate, but I'm straight, I just bought an eight. I strayed away from A-OK, hey, that's A-OK. My train of thought is just another spot to paint. I got it made. Watching Gravity Falls again. I fell asleep watching Gravity Falls again. I fell asleep watching Gravity Falls again. I fell asleep watching.
Love.
tell me now.
Quaker. 10 grams.
It's a cold Sunday to complain. I hold it in until it rain. I fought demons after fame. I spent millions on terrain. I treat my bitches like Diana. Pretty princess, hold a fan. 2003 Dolce & Gabbana. Jeans make her look fatter. We won't catch him outside. He don't got no money for the backup. I ran 30 million in the ground. Baby, now I'm back up. She a city girl. On the rail racing that she act up. She talk back, I make her pack up. Send her home on Spirit. Something in my spirit made me not believe I fear. I know period, so I'm watching how I'm speaking. Single but I'm creeping, my main bitch don't need a headache. Half a mil on Maybach's, tires flat, I never drive them. Pretty bitchy styling, Balenci shopping, got them wildin'. Tweaking out on Collins and my veins, the Molly throbbing. Rich tail still robbing, ain't no love the way I'm rocking. Bentley color goblin, forest green, and lane I'm hogging. Wrap the P like swallowing, get it through your fucking noggin. Damn, money's first, I'm always died in. Money's first, I'm always died in. Is that a problem? I made M's off of TV like I work for Viacom. Doggy didn't stay for long, he left when the sirens rung. Flies with her VDs in the tie stabbers, I could put out wildfires. The house behind barbed wire. 25, but living like I'm 50 with three kids. All these b****s in my biz, 500,000 on my b****. If you don't like me, I'ma still get fatty more than likely. It's enticing. I die for my respect.
Heaven must have sent you
us.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, we are chilling. We're living. We're passing.
Oh, my goodness.
Why is this happening? We're passing.
Maybe it's time, because.
And we're chilling.
Nodded and stuff? Maybe. We can say that.
And we hope you are having an amazing day while listening to Clubhouse Radio. And let's break that title down for you. So we got the clubhouse part. What's a clubhouse?
A drop-in center.
A drop-in center? That's pretty much a community center. Except we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And we can help you through some emotional... Okay.
Time to use the other mic.
So we have a broken microphone, guys.
Okay.
No show is as real as us,
that,
guys.
That sucks. All of our shows are genuine, as you can tell, no, because...
We are just genuine people, because we give you the realness here on Clubhouse Radio. So Clubhouse, drop-in center, funded by Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So we're just a better community center, pretty much, because we have people you can talk to when you're feeling down. And we also got, like, field trips and everything. that's crazy to me. Because, like, field trips are pretty much just, like, school field trips.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy to me.
No, they definitely are.
But
better.
Like, yeah.
They're like school trips, but better. Like,
so
it's something you want to go to.
If you're under 18, you got to get your parents' consent on a form, just like a school field trip. And if you're over 18,
you can sign it yourself.
But, yeah.
Luckily.
Our ages are 12 to 18. We have a little leeway. Mainly because we don't want younger kids coming in. We don't want little 5-year-old Jimmy next to 16-year-old Kendrick over here. Who's talking about
his social life? Like,
yeah, like, because a 16-year-old's social life is vastly different than a 6-year-old, because we don't want to expose a 6-year-old to stuff like that, all the drama. But if
you can talk to a girlfriend, man, and she's ringing my back, and Jimmy, do you understand?
And then Jimmy's over. That made, you know what that made me think of?
My mommy's
still memory.
My mommy.
Tim, take all of that grim and grim, but lucky for you. Bro, play that. We're going
into
that.
Wait, what is it called? I forgot what it is.
Oh my god.
Do you remember what
is
it
that?
Is? Do you remember what it is? I don't remember.
Tim Tim. Look up Tim Tim.
Tim.
So, since we're doing a meet your radio show host, meet your artist kind of show, this is something that. God, what is the new generation? Sorry.
I don't know.
What is that? Oh my god, that's in the top of my brain. Tim. Look up Tiny Minotaur. That we'll find it that way. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, so you're probably just thinking I'm insane right now.
Maybe. Tiny Minotaur?
Yes.
See, am I spelling this wrong?
Probably. M-I. Like Minotaur.
Oh.
But, like, this was my childhood. Toby Tobuscus, that's his name.
Am I stupid? I think I'm stupid.
Here, I got it.
Help me. Your team. Okay, so as he's looking this whatever up, I don't know. I'm very lost right now. He's taping. So if I'm being honest, like, I don't know what this is. Watch this ad. Is. Watch ad.
Oh, so this is like
no free some promotion.
So this is kind of like a kid's song, but that's okay because we're open to the youth.
Okay.
But this is like some childhood nostalgia.
This? Who is this? Wait. Oh, snap. I skipped. Wait. I'm sorry.
But this is like some Tim pays for days in a maze and there's a Minotaur, tiny Minotaur, little
Minotaur, mini Minotaur, Minotaur, tiny Minotaur. I've never seen this. Mini Minotaur, two little tiny Minotaurs hidden in a cradle. He thinks that maybe it's a baby, but it may be more of a tiny Minotaur.
Hey,
Wait, you're definitely allergic to
tartar. Yeah, the Minotaur-tars. The tiny Minotaur-tar.
You'll be fine. Wait, you'll be
yeah,
fine.
This part here.
Have some tartar, Tim. You're gonna need to.
Tartar. My only weakness.
What? Oh. That was gruesome.
Stop singing songs about me. You're ruining my life.
Subscribe.
God.
Tim pays for days in a maze and there's a Minotaur.
I'm sorry, that's just nostalgia to me.
Oh, I do know who this is.
He's, you know,
because
the
of this.
Nugget Biscuit. Nugget biscuit.
I never listened to any of their songs without being happy though.
Dip it in mashed potatoes.
Dip
the mashed potatoes in the barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
I went in for that. Not gonna lie, I was.
Dip it in the mashed potatoes in the barbecue sauce.
Huge shout out to Tobuscus. He made my childhood. Tobuscus. That's pretty much the core of me. That's
okay.
My brain is just constantly ADHD like that.
Yeah, I feel you.
And if you want to get to know me a little bit more, or anybody else here, or go on radio yourself, or just chill, you know, make some food. We have a kitchen with hot pockets.
Yeah, where you can make food, and sometimes we have tater tots. There are no more tater tots because I eat them all with Chick-fil-A sauce. Not sponsored. But like, yeah.
The only thing we're sponsored by is the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And WaveFarm.org. Speaking of WaveFarm, they're doing a pledge drive. The very last one,
I think,
before their sweet 13.
I think they're still doing it, right?
I'm not sure because
they're getting
expanded, like a bunch of new ways. They're hiring a bunch of new people. So like think of a Clubhouse.
Yeah.
When we get new staff and we're able to do more stuff.
So
it's like that, but on a scale of 10.
Yeah. So right now I'm just thinking we're just gonna say that they're still doing it. But as of right now, I'll let you choose. So
before that, I'm just gonna let everybody know that to go on there and, you know, if you're feeling generous, it's on wavefarm.org. We're doing the pledge drive, and a little donation goes a long way. Cause if you're just walking around town, you're looking at the like, you know, the shops in town, and a lot of the times, like local, I know a cassette tape shop down in Catskill has one. Some coffee places, you know, just places that are involved into the community that we kind of like are linked together through the radio station itself. So not only are we broadcasting
mental health
live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Hudson, but other stations are as well. And if you tune in at any given time, we are on Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. But if you tune in at any other time, you know, you might tune in at 2 p.m. and it could be a cafe.
Yeah, something
who's
else.
Giving away some food.
Yeah, you know? Maybe.
And it's just a great radio station to get involved into your community if you live anywhere around Catskill, Akron, Hudson.
You can stream yourself. Try to get involved.
Yeah, you could literally get a show. It's not that hard because Wave Farm is an amazing place, and this is why
you want to know something. A while back before one of our amazing hosts left, he offered me a show. DJ Phoebs, he offered me a show. I didn't want a show because, you know, I love Clubhouse Radio so much, you feel me? So
Radio is the show.
You know, it's me. Clubhouse Radio is my essence, you feel me?
And but we hope that it's part of the community too.
Yeah, that too. But as of right now,
we are going.
It is 6:49, right?
We're approaching the end goal, but we still got a little bit of time.
No. Look, I have three songs, songs, somewhere around there.
You're signing three the numbers, songs, you know which one I'm picking.
Okay, I have three songs. I have two new artists, and I have one artist that we've listened to.
Well, let's go before. With the new artist.
Okay, one or two?
Two. Toby's got to pick the biggest.
All right. Okay, now one or two again.
Two.
Wait, I just had it. I promise
but
I just had it.
Okay. Something we like to do at Clubhouse is just listen to the new artist, platform them a little bit, because sometimes with the momentum, bigger artists
fire.
Plus this artist, super underrated. They only have 67,000 subscribers on YouTube.
I can't say, how do I say this name? You said it earlier. Dinah
Ayada? Ayada, sure.
Okay, and this is called Love Me, and this is bars.
If you look up Dinah Love Me, you can find her. She's
when
a great,
great
artist.
This is so bars.
And so, you know, you're meeting us and you're meeting some other great artists out there.
And we'll be back. Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Standing on my business, standing tall. Would you ever catch me if I fall? Cause honestly, I'm better on my own. This time. Do they really love me? I don't know.
Be honest.
All this back and forth is getting old.
Stop talking.
They've been trying to hit me on my phone.
Don't bother.
But honestly, I'm better on my own. Fuck that. Money on me, got design on me. Had to make it out the mud like it's pottery. You tryna win my number like the lottery. Swear I hit it so fast, they surprised on me. My time ain't cheap, but you know about me. You just know my IG on my page every day, but you don't follow me. Don't look down, don't look back. You don't even know who you're coming at. They don't scream my name, you don't scream it back. I be living in the future, had to leave my past. See me put a diamond to this, I feel sick when I had last. Remember when they tried to play me, now I get the last laugh. I be getting to the racks, I could do this every day. I got them taking notes, I swear they trying to replicate.
Yeah.
Do they really love me? I don't know. All this back and forth is getting old, They've been trying to hit me on my phone, But honestly, I'm better on my own this time, alone, Standing on my business, standing tall, Would you ever catch me if I fall, Cause honestly, I'm better on my own this time. Do they really love me? I don't know.
Be honest.
All this back and forth is getting old.
Stop talking.
They've been trying to hit me on my phone.
Don't bother.
But honestly, I'm better on my own for life.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 9.7 FM, WBXA, aka Catskill and Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I am your host, DJ Kola, and I am joined with
DJ Shamani.
And we hope you are having a lovely evening, although it's a little bit cold, although we're still in the middle bit of winter. We are chilling and we are vibing and we are trying to make do, because in life sometimes you just gotta make do what we got in front of you.
You feel me?
So this artist you were just listening to is Dina Ayada. Personally, I'm having a hard time pronouncing
seeing
her
the
name,
last name at
so
least.
You can type in Dina, D-I-N-A, tap in to find that song and then find her, because she's a great artist.
Feel me? Fire bangers.
Clubhouse Radio. Let's
and you
break
know,
that down, because
when I
two
say
parts there.
Bangers, I mean bangers.
And this is somebody we just found while we were preparing for the show.
Yeah.
But Clubhouse Radio, what is that? What is that?
I would like to say, okay, hear me out. We're a drop-in center.
Yeah, that's the clubhouse part, a drop-in center.
You feel me? And we help you with
better
homework.
We're sponsored and funded by the Mental Health Association.
We help you with homework. We help you with video games.
We can help you with your emotional problems. If you're going through something and need somebody to talk to, go ahead. You know, we're always here. We're open every weekday from 2 to 7 p.m. from ages 12 to 18. And if you're a parent and you have a kid that's a little bit younger than that, just, you can talk to one of our staff, because the only problem is we just try not to let, like, little 6-year-old Jimmy next to, like, 17-year-old
Timmy.
Kendrick over here.
Oh, wait, no, you said Jimmy.
yeah, Timmy, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Timmy and Jimmy are, like,
yeah.
A 5-year-old. I don't know why. I can't think of a Timmy that's old.
Jimmy, you know, Jimmy's, like, Jimmy's, like, 5, Timmy's,
at
like...
At a certain point, you don't go by Jimmy, you go by Jim.
And at a certain point, Timmy doesn't go by Timmy, he goes by Tim.
Like how you call your mom, mommy, and then you go to mom. Yeah. Jimmy, you go to Jim, you know. It's just the natural progression.
You know, like how you call your dad, daddy, and then you call him dad. How you call Timmy, Timmy, and then you call him Tim. Like
you
Tim,
know.
Tim.
And then one day they become a Timothy. And
yeah,
that's just
oh my
the cycle
God.
Of life. Or a Jimothy.
Oh my God. Wait, wouldn't he become Jimbo?
Jimbo, oh God.
He comes Jimbo,
Jimbo,
right?
I just think
right?
of Jimmy Neutron.
I think of the username Jim Bob, which is hilarious. One of my friends' nickname is Jim Bob.
You're
Fun
watching
fact.
The radio clock, or you might be at home listening, tuning in. If
feel
you're
me?
A loyal listener, looking at your clock on your stove, the clock you have on your computer, or, you know, you might be making microwave in a hot pocket and be looking at that microwave clock. But you see that it is approaching 7 o'clock. It is currently 6:56 as we speak. It might be 6:57 by the time it gets to your ears, because there's like a 30-second of delay. But we just hope you had
yeah.
a great day. And that rhymed. That's how good I am.
You feel me? And we're out. This is our last new artist. How do you say this real fast?
Breeze. Like
and
wind.
Yeah, like Breeze. And
the song is called So In
Love. And
we hope
good night.
You have an amazing day, and we will see you next week.
It'll never come to what we could have been, 'cause we're forever till the end. I'm so stuck on how we were always destined to be. The two kids sitting in the tree, the lovers in the movies. And when I sit next to you, it's something straight out of a scene. Like when I look into your eyes, I see the moon's reflection when it gleams. I am just so.
Streaming on Hulu.
I love you!
What are they doing letting us...